This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Lee Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Here tonight, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. Hi, Basha.
Hey, Tiana. How are you going?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Wonderful.
I'm glad we got that over with. Would you like to tell people what's coming up on the show tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about the 10 most annoying Facebook users. And because 10 wasn't enough, I found another list that has at least a good 12, plus a few personal pet peeves of my own.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, come on, we all have them.
We all do. I agree.
And we're also going to be talking about who wears the pants in your relationship.
Yes, I'm keen. This is interesting. I want to know who wears the pants in other people's relationships as well. And you know how you've come to that, because we did a survey. So
yes, we did a survey. We'll find out next? Who wears the pants. And straight people answering a question gay people have been asked for years.
So we've got a clip to share there.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. All right, and to round out the show, as per usual, our Melbourne events listing for this coming weekend.
Yep.
It's not really events weather at the moment, though, I've got to say.
No.
It is quite chilly lately.
It is.
Now, you wanted to have a little chat about Idaho. What is Idaho?
Yes, because it's coming up on Friday.
What is Idaho?
International Day Against... Hold on, let me just read it. Against Homophobia and Transphobia.
Right. Okay. Now, you've got lots of information, so I'm going to ask you questions. Let's pretend for a second... Just a second.
Yes.
That you are my interview guest, okay? Because I like doing this to you, because it puts you on the spot, right? So, Basha, why is there an International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia?
Why? Why shouldn't there be? Because people, unfortunately, tend to not be politically correct when it comes to homophobia, and they've now included transphobia so that, you know, people understand that. I think they're trying to make people aware of these issues and that there are people like that in our community. We have to be accepting, and how not to say something politically incorrect, even if it's in jest, as some people do.
It makes me think of that show on Channel 10, Can of Worms. It's what's okay and what's not okay.
Yes. Now, this day is always May 17th, so that's Friday. Joy will be having some special broadcasting during the day, and there'll be events on also during the city. So if you go to the website, so just type in Idaho, and you can click on the country and then the city, and it can tell you what's on in your local area, so you can participate in events.
You're just chock full of information.
I am.
Do you know if there's anything happening in Melbourne?
I'm sure there is. I know there's stuff happening on Joy. I know Greg is doing a special broadcast on Joy on Friday, but I don't actually know the events. I'm sorry. I'm not that chock full of information.
See, I'm good though. I've tested you now. You know to be prepared next time. It's good for you, I think.
Yes.
Now, also, it is an international day today.
It is.
Which I noticed earlier today when I was, like, looking around on Facebook. 15th of May is International Day of Families.
Isn't that nice?
It's lovely.
It is.
I love how we get all these little international days. They pop up all the time, and it's good.
So let me interview you. What is International Day of Families?
No, I really don't feel like being interviewed.
Come on.
The International Day of Families is observed on the 15th of May every year. The day was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1993 and reflects the importance the international community attaches to families.
Mm-hmm.
The International Day provides an opportunity to promote awareness of issues relating to families and to increase knowledge of the social, economical and demographic processes affecting families.
That sounds very interesting.
Yes.
So are there events happening today?
Do you know? No idea.
You knew I was going to go there, don't you?
But it is interesting. International Day of Families. So if you've got a family, you should spend the day with your family. It's nice.
It is. Unfortunately, we're here. But this is our Joy family. So
this is our Joy family, yeah. Well, we're with the Joy family, but our listeners might be with their family, so that's good.
Exactly.
It's all good. Look, if you have a favourite international day or you want to tell us who wears the pants in your relationship, let us know. Send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. Welcome back to Lee Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Now, Basha, I did just find some information about Idaho, which was sort of floating around here in the Joy studio. Starting in 2004 as Idaho, May 17th marks the 9th International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. And from 9 a.m. this Friday, Joy 94.9 will present a special Idaho broadcast featuring guests from various multicultural and ethnic backgrounds to get their take on where we're at both internationally and locally in the fight to end discrimination. Plus, they also look at the launch of the latest No to Homophobia campaign.
Sounds exciting. See, I told you there was a broadcast on Joy. I just didn't know what time.
Well, you were right.
See, because I listen to our community service announcements.
I listen. I just miss things because I'm a very busy lady. Now, just before we were talking about Idaho and International Families Day, which it is today. And now I know that you want to talk about the 10 most annoying Facebook users.
Yes.
Thrill me.
Oh, come on.
We all have them,
don't we? You've got people that just do stuff and you just think, why? And I found two really, really good lists.
Well, you know what I did forget to do?
What?
If you want to share with us who wears the pants in your relationship, we want to know, because that's what we're going to be talking about in a little bit. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, please.
Or you can tell us if you've got someone that does something annoying on Facebook and tell us what it is that they do. Or maybe one of those people
please,
that do this. And explain
please,
to us why you do it.
Listener communication keeps us going in this show. It's like chocolate for young children.
It is. So number one, the foodie.
The foodie?
Remember the time when you whacked together a very impressive meal and you took it over to a neighbour's house to show them? No, you didn't. You know why? Because nobody cares. You know, it's great that you're eating in lovely restaurants or that you've made some fancy meal, but I really don't want to have to see photos of it. It just makes me hungry. Don't you reckon?
I agree. Yeah, but I used to take photos of my food and post them on Facebook because I used to make these big feasts and, you know, I don't really do that very much anymore. So,
all right.
What's the next one?
The passive-aggressive status update poster. Facebook is not your therapist. Remember that, people. It's very important. You know, don't go posting things like, I've had it with manipulative people, or I'm literally crying right now, and then say nothing else. Because what these people are waiting for is someone to message them. If you need somebody to give you some love or you want to chat to someone, private message them. Write to somebody. Don't just put it out there into the world and expect someone to answer you. Because
some people do use social media as a medium to ask for help, though, which is good. That's positive. That's nice. But I can understand where this person is coming from. They're saying that it can be extremely irritating when there is actually nothing wrong and you're just doing it to get attention.
Yeah, see, the only thing I've ever done was I messaged out to the universe that I need a hug because I was having a particularly bad day and I was just hoping that someone would come and give me a hug. I was just putting it out there for the universe to get this hug.
How did that go for you?
I did get a hug. It wasn't from any of my Facebook friends. It was from a work colleague who just realised I was having a really shitty day. Sorry.
And that's really nice.
And she just said, oh, come here, and she gave me a hug and she made me feel better.
That's nice.
But I didn't do it to tell people, and people were just like, okay, and people just sending me love and that. But they weren't actually asking me what was wrong with your day, because I wouldn't have told them anyway. Because it was like, there's so much, you don't really care.
It's kind of, social media is weird that way. It's like you want to tell everyone absolutely everything, but then you don't at the same time because you're scared of the repercussions.
Yes. Think before you hit post.
Yes. Do not bag out that person you just broke up with, because that will come back to bite you in the butt.
The fitness junkie or the health freak. Now, I'm a health freak, but I don't tell everybody when I'm going to the gym what I've done. It's my own personal business.
This is a pretty popular one, but for me, I'm not huge on going to the gym or exercising. And I find it really funny when I see people update saying that they're going to the gym or update saying they just smashed out like 50 kilometres on the bike or something like that, because I just think to myself, I'm so fat.
Well, in here they've written that they're basically secretly trying to figure out ways to sneak lard into your food. And organic doesn't mean low fat. Nobody is jealous of your sugar-free organic cheesecake. It probably tastes like nothing.
It's cardboard.
But I do have a friend who does post that she goes to the gym, but I asked her why she does it, and her response was that she then has a record of how often she goes, and it also makes her feel more accountable. So that's why she does it. But
okay.
She doesn't tell us what she's doing. She's just saying, going to the gym.
Right. Okay, well, that's all right.
And it's good because I know where she is then.
Yeah, stalk her easily.
Stalk her if I want to.
All right, what's the next one?
I'll let you read the next one.
I haven't read it yet. All right, the Four Square King. What? Okay. He knows all the coolest bars and restaurants, and the places you only just discovered are already uncool and so 2012. And the only thing worse than someone who boasts about the hotspot he's visiting on a Tuesday night, I might add, is someone who checks in at their own home.
Yes.
And names their shady shoebox studio the Kingdom or something equally wanky. Your check-ins may score you free entry or discounted drinks, but for every dollar you save, your personal stock will plummet. Meanwhile, what your friends doing while you're busy proving to the world what a social butterfly you are, you're probably missing out on some top-notch conversation. Put the phone down and enjoy the nightlife.
Yes. How many times have you been out with people and everyone has their phone in their hand?
We actually played an interesting game when I was visiting my brother and my sister-in-law not too long ago on the Sunshine Coast, and we went out to dinner, and instead of all sitting there and talking, we all put our phones face down, one on top of the other, and whoever grabs it first had to pay the bill.
And?
I didn't grab my phone first.
Like, really?
Yeah.
How long did Nat last?
Well, I think by the end of the night we were having such a good time that we completely forgot about what was going on anyway.
See, isn't that good?
It is good. But we didn't play with our phones all night, so that's nice.
It's good because you actually get to see the people. You don't see your cousin, you know, your brother that often. I was going to say your cousin, but your brother that often, like in person. And it's nice to actually see him and not sit there and message people that I'm sitting here with my brother and we're laughing and it's fun. No, don't do that. The next one on the list is my favourite, the sanctimonious parent.
Go on.
You are not the first person to have a child, and you're not the last. Spare us your righteous indignation. Yeah, it's great when people share photos of their kids. I like it when they're doing something funny, but I don't really need to see your kid's first poo or their first meal.
Who does that?
According to this person, someone posted that.
Oh, you that's know? Wrong. All right, go on.
Oh, see, there you go. The brand man, people who like pages. So this is something that I get annoyed at when I go onto Facebook.
This is so
that
annoying.
Facebook recommends pages to me because Tian likes this page.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, thanks Tian that you like this page. Why are you blocking my news?
It's really annoying. I had a friend who liked Commonwealth Bank page probably about 6 months ago, and every second day Facebook recommends it to me because they liked it 6 months ago. And I'm like, what are you doing, Facebook? Killing me here.
I know. They do it every so often. I don't know why.
Oh, it's really annoying. Anyway,
the next one is the gullible people. So the people that think that, you know, that Facebook is going to be shutting down,
yeah,
or they're going to make you pay to use it, or they, you know, they're telling you all this stuff, and then they start posting, you know, updates with links to fake petitions.
You know what my favourite one is, right? There was one going around not too long ago on Facebook, and it said to people, Facebook has changed the way that you view my profile, and when you look at my profile, everybody that you know can look at my profile, and it's really bad for my privacy and I don't like it. So I need you to go to the settings and this part and this part and this part. And basically, after all these steps, what it is that the person who's read your silly post anyway ends up unsubscribing from you. So they won't see you on Facebook. So basically, you just become invisible. It's fantastic. But a lot of people believed it, which was hilarious. And every time I saw someone, you know, reposting it and going, ah, my privacy, I'd just sort of look at them and go, you know, you deserve to be unsubscribed by everyone you know.
My favourite one is the one where they tell Facebook that they're officially not giving them the rights to use anything that is on their Facebook site. And I'm thinking, that's rule number one of Facebook.
They own everything. They own you.
Rule number two is they own you. And they would post this, and I'm thinking, and this was the longest message I'd ever seen.
And it would have all of the US laws built into it and everything as well.
And
it's like,
it doesn't work.
You're in Australia. It doesn't apply to you. Get over it. Anyway.
Oh, of course, the next one, the humble brag. So the person that complains that they've got this horrible haircut, but then they post about five selfies of themselves doing that lovely little duck face, or that people are constantly hitting on them, and it's such a drag.
Oh, what a shame.
I know, poor you. Boo-hoo. Our hearts weep.
In some places, and this is where I sort of come around the other way of it and thinking, in some times and some things that I see people update on Facebook, I don't mind because it's like, you know, yeah, I wanted to know that about you. That's nice, you know. It's good to see you're still around. I like your haircut. You might think it's lame, but I like it. You know, it's kind of nice. But then there are people that are just, it's just too much.
Well, see, there's written here, there's only two scenarios where bragging is appropriate. You've met your favourite celebrity or you've won an award. I agree with that. You know,
what about public declarations of love? Do they irritate you?
Well, that comes later.
Oh, okay. It's on there, is it?
It is on there.
Okay.
Oh, the next one is the person that speaks of themselves in the third person. Don't do it. It's weird. It's
just
wrong.
Just because your name is there doesn't mean you have to say something like, okay, Tian, and then write, is sitting on the toilet reading the newspaper, because that's weird. Not only weird because you're writing in the third person, but weird because I'm writing about sitting on the toilet reading the newspaper.
That was one of my other things on the
list. Does that anymore? Yes. Anyway, go on.
This is something you used to do. The wish you were here photos. So people showing you lovely photos of when they're on holiday. Because you used to do that when you were in Queensland.
I still do that.
Thanks for that. I really want to see that it's sunny up there.
I just want you to be able to live vicariously. That's all. Look at this beautiful 30-degree day with all the sunshine. Yeah, I want you to see that.
And then, of course, you got the next one, the Facebook feet. So people who take photos of their feet, like at the bottom of the photo is their feet and then there's the background. So it's to prove that they're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, look at me, here I am relaxing.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Out. Yeah, don't need to see it. Next.
Now you've got the special mentions. So people with too much time on their hands, stop clogging up my wall. Okay, I have a simple rule. If you post more than two posts a day, I will block you from my newsfeed. Unless, of course, you've met, like, I don't know, someone superbly famous. Oh, then I'll follow you. I'll be stalking you. But, you know, just in those instances, if you've met someone or if something super fabulous has happened, okay, I get it. You know, you posted something boring earlier on in the day. Something fabulous happens. I get it. Okay, that's all right. But if you've now found some website that gives you all these information about the new, I don't know, way to find Buddha or something like that, and you keep posting this stuff, okay.
I just find the motivational is really irritating.
Yes.
They're really irritating. And because now Facebook has made photos that you like even bigger, it just takes up the whole newsfeed.
I just look
to
on my
catch
phone.
Up
so
on my newsfeed, it's annoying.
I know. Then you've got here. Okay, you've got anyone who says anything racist, bigotist, sexist, or just stupid. Don't do it. This is not the place. Selfies. Enough with the duck face. Public displays of affection. Your relationship sickens us.
I like it. I like seeing romantic updates that people put up. I think it's cute.
Yeah,
sweet.
Occasionally, but not, you know, all the time. Like, I think it's sweet when you posted photos of, these are the flowers my girlfriend gave me at the time, your girlfriend, now your fiancé. They were cute, right? But I'm just saying, you know, this was nice, but I don't need to see it every day. If she does something sweet for you every day, I don't want to see it.
Why? Is it going to make you jealous?
Probably. Or you'll get me in trouble.
All right, I've had enough. We might come back to it. Send us a text if you've got something that irritates you on Facebook. 0427JOY949 is the number, or email it onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is Lay Link and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You can also head to the joy.org.au Facebook website right now and link up with us on social media, i.e. Facebook. And we like it when you like us. We're right now on the right-hand side of the homepage when you go to joy.org.au.
And you can also then listen to our podcast. So if you missed a show,
ooh,
or you just want to hear our voices again, you can download the podcast and listen to us day and night.
Never do that noise again.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, Basha. You've done so much work on the amazing profile page we've got up there on joy.org.au. And
I'm glad you appreciate it.
I really do lots of little pretty pictures and stuff. And you've done a lot of work and lots of editing and crunching and the numbers and stuff like that. You're amazing.
So we were talking about those annoying Facebook people. And there's a few people that use bad grammar.
Yeah.
I know you're supposed to use shortcuts and different things.
No, you're not.
On social media, but sometimes, no, stop it. It's really annoying.
It's one of the biggest pet peeves that I think I've got about social media is when people don't spell correctly or something like that. I just,
anyway. You see, I had that the other day where I was so angry with something that when I wrote it, that it came out bad. So then I deleted it when I saw
when you updated it before you deleted it. So there was two comments and I went, oh, she's like checking herself. That's cute.
And then you've also got the lurker. So these are people that, you know, you're talking to them in general conversation and you're talking about, oh, you know, I went to the movies on Saturday night. They're like, oh, yes, I know that.
Yes. Oh, yes, I saw. How was that movie? Did you enjoy your popcorn?
Yeah, and they know all these things about you, and then you realise that, oh, my God, they're, like, watching your newsfeed or they're actually going onto your page, and it's like,
I love it when someone goes and likes a photo that you've uploaded months ago, because you're kind of like, oh, stalking me. Nice work.
I had someone do that to a friend, and that was a photo of her and her ex-girlfriend. Oh. And they liked it recently, and I'm thinking, maybe not such a good thing, because now that photo's in everybody's newsfeed.
But it is an interesting way of crushing people socially, I guess you could say, is to go back and like a photo of them and their ex. It's kind of like a, oh yeah, remember when you did this? That was a bad idea, wasn't it? I'm superior
And you still got the photos up on Facebook. Maybe delete those.
You should delete that. Yeah, that's bad.
But we've got a message here. Someone's writing that they don't like when people post things regarding political issues that they don't agree with, and they don't want to start a fight, so they just leave it.
I would just go for it.
Well, see, they're being nice.
I just go for it. I know, but social media is not a nice place. It is an evil playground, children, an evil playground.
Yes, so...
I've quoted enough for the night.
I think I've had enough of...
You're over
annoying
it?
People on Facebook.
Really?
Just be aware that, you know, if you're annoying, I block you off my newsfeed, and if you're really annoying, then I unfriend you. So let's talk about who wears the pants in your relationship.
Oh, who wears the pants?
Now, you sent me this survey a week or so.
I did, yeah. Mm. It was about that, somewhere around that time. But if you want to let us know who wears the pants in your relationship, please do send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au. How did you come to this decision? Did you do a dodgy online survey like Barsha and I did? Or do you just know it?
Well, the problem with this survey that I had was I answered half of the questions, and then the other half of the questions, it either only gives me myself or my partner. That was it.
Yeah, well, duh.
Yeah, but when we're sharing these things, it's very difficult to then say, oh, okay, how do I answer these questions? So in order to finish the survey, you have to then go, one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me, just to finish the survey.
Oh, gosh. And see, that's not the right way to do it.
But it doesn't give you the answer. Like, it doesn't give you the option. And most of the surveys are very geared to straight couples, you know.
Well, that's all right. You can still do it and have a bit of fun. Anyway, so what we did was we Googled who wears the pants in your relationship, and the first one that came up, the first survey that came up, we just chose that one, and we both got the same result, funnily enough.
Oh, you wear the pants?
No, I don't wear the pants. You wear the pants in the relationship. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, I don't wear the pants.
See, I find that interesting.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I answered all the questions honestly, and that's what it popped out with. So I was like, oh. Pretty true.
That's interesting.
I do tend to wear skirts more than pants.
Ha ha. Yes, I did read a comment someone wrote on the thing that who wears the pants in their relationship? The person with the legs.
Everybody has legs, Barsha. Wow.
No,
actually,
not everyone. No,
not everyone. That was really awkward. Moving on. Now, the questions are fairly basic. Who talks the most during conversation? You or your partner?
Me.
Who's chasing who the most in the relationship?
I said my partner.
Interesting. When you both want to watch TV, who ends up watching what they wanted to watch?
Me.
You answer that so just, yeah.
I hold the remote. I hold the power.
Yeah, okay. Does your partner ever speak for you to others?
No.
Who always wins the argument?
See, that was the first question that I couldn't answer. The 50-50 slate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I've heard otherwise. Who initiates the times when you two will hang out?
Again, 50-50 split.
Who gets the loudest during fights? Fights, people, during fights.
See, my partner.
Does your partner ever answer your phone?
No.
See, that's a big one for me. I don't like people touching my phone. Who normally apologises first?
She does.
Who pays for most/all the dates you two go on together?
We share.
See, I got that same answer. I was like,
yeah, you share.
We share, you know. Like, I might pay at the time and then Nat will pay me later or, you know, whatever. Who is most likely to hold back or hide their true feelings about something?
Me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're so up front.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It's all good.
Who normally calls first?
She does.
Who usually initiates intercourse or a kiss?
She does.
Learning so much tonight about you guys.
I know.
Who normally handles all the finances or chores?
Oh, the chores I do. Finances, I think we share. But I'll say I do.
Who normally ends the arguments?
I do, because when I'm done, I'm done. Or I just walk away.
Who usually decides where the two of you will go on dates?
See, we split it. We usually discuss or we'll find different things. You guys as well, probably.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who usually... Hold on, who handles the chores and the finances?
It's even. It's even. We have jobs that we do.
We have jobs. Oh, how cute.
Yeah. You know, like I'll do the washing, Nat will hang up the washing. I do the cooking, Nat does the
and
kitchen
who,
cleaning.
And who usually initiates intercourse or a kiss?
Me.
Okay. Yeah, I thought as much.
Why are you all laughing? anyway, next one.
Who normally gets in the car, elevator, or through the door first? See, that's sort of whoever's standing
closer. I tend
closer.
To usher. I like usher her through. I don't know. Who normally tries to impress the other first?
I did not say me.
Okay. Which one of you has the most friends of the opposite gender? Why do they say opposite gender?
Yeah, because this is for straight couples.
Yeah, but no, I still don't get it. Why does it matter how many of the opposite gender you have?
Because I think it's then causes problems.
Oh, it's like competition.
But in that case, I said she does.
Okay. Who normally interrupts or cuts off the other first
me.
Person?
Notice I did it now, see?
Oh, okay. Apparently that's not so true, I'm being told. Who normally compliments who first?
She does.
Oh.
And you?
Yeah, probably me. I don't know. I think it's kind of 50-50.
Who is the most outgoing or blunt? See, we're both 50-50.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. Who normally goes to bed or sleep first? Me. Definitely me.
Yeah, see, she does. Cause
I'm
she's
always
got to
in bed first.
Get up earlier than me, so.
I have to get up later than that, but I still. It's weird. Who usually goes out the most, either with friends or just in general?
See, we both
50-50. Yeah. When you two are together, most people talk to.
It depends. It's hard to say because it depends. If we're going out with my friends, then they'll talk to me first. And if we're going out with her friends, I'll talk to... It's a silly question. And this is where I got confused with this survey because some of the questions, as I said, they're implying that, you know, you don't share things.
Well, that's what they're trying to find out. I mean, the question's very basic because it's either you're a selfish person or you're a non-selfish person. And that's what they're kind of trying to determine. It's pretty straightforward.
But we both got the same results. We both wear the pants. What does that mean?
Well, you are both wearing pants, so that might have something to do with it.
So it's just funny.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, look, if you want to tell us who wears the pants in your relationship and why, send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. We think you've found out enough about us, so we want to learn a little bit about you. Do you have something to share?
No.
No, you're good.
I'm all good.
All right, well, you're with
I'm shared out.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's... Gosh, you crack me up. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink, and you're on Joy. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. I'm turning the song off because I'm over it.
Okay.
Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, go.
Yes, so we've been talking about Idaho Day, which is on Friday.
Friday.
Today is International Family Day.
International Families Day.
Families Day.
Families.
And yeah,
about
that's
that.
Right. Okay.
We're also talking about the annoying things that people do on Facebook.
Yes. Those lovely people that you just want to block
give
from your
a hug. And we were just talking about who wears the pants in the relationship.
And oversharing.
And oversharing with you, as we often do. And I need to make a correction. Apparently, I'm not the one that initiates all the time.
Oh, see?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. Apparently I was wrong there.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
I like that the messages come in.
I've been told. People do message us quite a lot. You can do so on 0427JOY949 or email at onairjoy.org.au. Do head over to the joy.org.au website right now because we have a little thingy. What's it called?
Picture?
Our picture. Like it's our Leylink picture. It's
banner.
On the right-hand side. Banner, that's a good word. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the right-hand side of the screen and you can click on that and check out all of our podcasts and also link up with us on social media. And there's some pretty funny photos of us on social media, especially one that I uploaded tonight, which I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, it makes us look crazy.
We are crazy.
I know, but it makes us look more crazy than we actually are.
Okay. Now, you've got a clip which you found.
Yes.
Would you like to share?
It's basically, it's a reporter asking straight people a question that gay people have been asked for many years. And Yeah, I'll just let people listen to the clip and I'm sure they'll get the gist of the whole thing. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, that sounds good.
I think the people, it depends on what they grow up finding out. I think it's a choice later in life, but it depends on upbringing. When did you choose to be straight? That's a good call, man. I didn't choose to be. So born?
I don't know if people would choose to be gay, so I think it's a mixture of me possibly of nature and nurture, so to speak, you know, and where their comfort level was all their life and everything.
When did you choose to be straight?
When did I choose? I don't know if it was a choice for me. I just was born that way.
Do you think it's the same for gay people?
I think so, probably. Yeah, I do.
That's not a choice at all from their perspective.
Have you talked to anyone about it?
Sure, and they say there's differences in their brains. They're just born that way. If they were going to choose a lifestyle, that's not one they would have chosen. It's too difficult.
When did you choose to be straight?
I don't know. Junior high? Puberty, I guess? I'm not sure.
Yeah. So you remember making a choice?
I guess not really.
Do you think it's the same for gay people?
Probably, that they don't really choose, it just kind of happens.
I'm not sure if it's necessarily a choice, but at the same time, I'm not totally certain that you're born one way or another. I think it has a lot to do with development.
Did you decide your sexuality?
That's a good point. I don't think I did.
Do you think it's the same for gay people?
I don't know. You might have a very good point.
Born gay or choose to be gay? I think there are some of both, but I think someday they'll discover there's a genetic predisposition to homosexuality.
I just wonder if animals choose their sexuality, you know? I don't think they choose. I don't think humans choose.
Born gay. Absolutely. Okay. That's my opinion.
I think it's a bit of both, actually. I think, that you feel it, or... you're also, I think, confused, and you're not sure, and so your environment just plays a big, big role in that.
When did you choose to be straight?
I don't know. Never thought about that.
Do you think it's the same for gay people?
Probably.
Do you think people are born gay or choose to be gay?
I would have to say they would choose to be gay.
When did you choose to be straight?
I never thought about it. I really didn't. I am who I am.
Do you think it's the same for gay people?
Maybe. Maybe that's true.
Joy 94.9.
Now, Basha.
Yes, Tian.
What exactly was that?
Well, that was a young interviewer who was going around asking people, do gay people choose to be gay or are they born that way? And they started answering the question and then he decided to ask them, so when did they choose to be straight? And a lot of them then sort of stopped and paused, as you heard some of them say, and say, good point, or they'd never actually thought about it that way. And these are things that I like because I think that it's opening people's eyes. They just make assumptions and here we're just turning it back on them and then they can say, oh, okay.
So this is a pretty common question that gay people are often asked, isn't it? So when did you choose to be gay? Well, I didn't really make that decision. Kind of just happened for me.
Yeah, and I think that it's a good... I think it's a clever way of him portraying a point and getting that across. And if you watch the clip, we'll put a link on our Facebook page. Sorry, I was going to say yes. I'll get there. And which one are we putting it on? The Facebook page?
You're doing
page?
Really good at the English language
I
tonight.
I know. That's because I've been bagging Facebook all day.
Probably.
And it's just interesting to see the reactions of these people that then you just see, firstly, they've got this very stern look on their face that they're saying, oh, yes, you know, I think that it's sort of a choice, but some of them are born that way. And then when they ask them, when did you choose to be straight, then their whole face sort of softens and they start questioning themselves and then they realize that, oh, okay, good point. And you can see that internal monologue going on in their heads and their minds are going, oh, I wasn't expecting that question. Like that young girl that was asked and she just all of a sudden started to answer the question because she probably wasn't actually listening to the question that she was being asked. And then when he said to her, when exactly did you make that choice? Then she's like, oh, actually, I didn't make that choice. I'm thinking, yeah, because you're used to just rambling something and not actually thinking before you speak. And I think that's what he's doing. He's making people think.
Mm. So, it's very interesting. Where did you find that clip?
Somebody posted it on Facebook.
Oh, right. It's all coming full circle, isn't it?
I didn't post it. Someone did. No, I have people that post stuff and I like things like that. I have certain people that I listen to. I know. I know.
I think we've killed everyone's radios now with that laughter. It was a bit too high. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email it onair@joy.org.au if you want to talk about anything. We are wrapping up. We're getting very close to the end of our show. Now, you can check out the Leylink Facebook page for event links. And as always, you can head to Star Observer website for a more comprehensive listing of what's on around Melbourne and the east coast of Australia if you'd like as well, because all that jargon's on there. It's very helpful.
And I reckon that's the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. So we've done a pretty impressive wrap-up. We spoke about Idaho Day, International Families Day, 10 most annoying Facebook users that we could think of, and a few more. And who wears the pants in your relationship? And the clip that you found of when did people choose to be straight, which was very interesting.
And so that's it.
That's it for us. So we will see you again Wednesday, 8 p.m. next week. And we hope that you have a fantastic week and a very safe weekend.
Good night.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.